This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, going through a few final global news stories. North Korea war fears are building once again as Kim Jong-un primed to fire a nuke on this date. What is the day? It's April 25th, next Tuesday. Pyongyang is continuing to talk up its ambitions for a nuclear weapon capable of striking the U.S. mainland. Experts say that's a few years away, but Kim was humiliated when his latest missile launch failed amid tensions with U.S. President Donald Trump. Of course, we had the speculation. Was it cyber attacked, cyber hacked? Probably was the case. Now North Korea is expected to double down and prime a nuclear bomb test within the week. The sixth nuclear bomb test, of course, the Trump administration has made noises that that could prompt an all-out attack on North Korea, which could launch a conflict, a regional conflict in that region. North Korea would then attack South Korea and Japan. Millions of people could die. We're still on the precipice of that. Now they're speculating Pyongyang is thought to be plotting to attempt a nuclear bomb test on April 25th, next Tuesday, to coincide with Military Foundation Day. So that could be the flashpoint. Hopefully we don't see tensions escalate, but it remains to be seen. Breitbart reports out of Germany, Turkish migrant sedated, raped 53-year-old hospital patient in his care. A 58-year-old Turkish migrant working as a nursing assistant at a hospital in Germany reportedly sedated and raped a 53-year-old female patient in his care. Absolute massive problems with the integration there. Of course, Merkel has flip-flopped over and over again. They're still bringing in the migrants via the taxi service being run by the EU and NGOs. What's also happening up in Calais, France, of course, we had the Calais migrant camp supposedly demolished by French authorities. Now those migrants are returning because these left-wing groups, these NGOs, are returning to Calais themselves, setting up food stalls, attracting these migrants back to Calais. No women and children there. These are men mainly from West Africa. They're not refugees. They're economic migrants. These NGOs, these leftists who have helped them break the law in many cases, are helping them return to Calais. They say out of the Telegraph, hundreds of migrants back in Calais weeks after jungle camp torn down. The problems are only going to continue. They're still trying to hijack trucks, lorries, to get into England because of our generous welfare system. You've seen the chaos that has caused with attacks on motorists. Now, because of these left-wing do-gooder social justice warriors handing out free food, they're all returning. And it's only going to cause more danger to the migrants themselves, but again, no women and children when you see those pictures amongst them. We visited the migrant camps again. The narrative they're selling is completely fraudulent. RT reports U.S. Aussie advisors caught in ISIS chemical attack against Iraqi troops in Mosul. The Iraqi unit targeted on Sunday in a chemical weapons attack in Mosul was hosting embedded foreign military specialists. They were attacked with chemical weapons by ISIS, proving once again that it's not just President Bashar al-Assad that has chemical weapons, even though they supposedly disarmed him of those chemical weapons back in 2013. Now, US and Aussie advisors over there in the region have been victims of chemical attacks launched by ISIS. We've seen past stories where they're handed the weapons by Saudi Arabia, mishandled them, they explode, and then Assad gets blamed, and then we're into World War III. We have to question that narrative at every single point, because the rebels, the moderate jihadist rebels who behead children have been proven to use those chemical weapons over and over again. RT also reports, hard to say no, Johnson hints parliament vote against Syria invasion may be ignored at US request. So we had a parliamentary vote back a couple of years ago not to go into Syria. They're now saying that could change on a dime, and with no vote whatsoever in parliament, the UK could support a US attack if called for. So tensions have not abated
with regards to Syria and North Korea. Roger Stone is coming up live for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, proud to be sitting in for my friend, our fearless leader, Alex Jones, while he is indisposed. You've had a great lineup today with my friend Paul Joseph Watson leading the choir and breaking a lot of important news. There's been a lot of discussion today about the issue of internet censorship and the efforts to crack down by Google and Facebook and Apple and others. That's why Gab, the new application, the new social media phenomena, is so important. Conservatives, liberty-minded folks need to sign up on Gab. I'm a proud participant there. I enjoy it. And now that I see Twitter beginning to censor my tweets, I see Facebook
censoring my posts. It's all the more important that we have an alternative, and Gab is moving quickly to fill that void. So folks, go there, sign up, and join the new revolution that's afoot there. What really concerns me more about this issue is that there's no evidence whatsoever that the Trump White House is aware of this massive effort to censor and, in fact, disenfranchise the very Trump constituency that won this election. Is the Trump White House or the Trump Justice Department aware of the antitrust aspects of the monopoly being waged by Google, by Facebook, and others? What of the meeting that we've learned about between Apple CEO, who was spot dining with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump back in January? To me, this signals that the Trump White House is not aware of the fact that there are those in Silicon Valley who seek to strangle the Trump constituency. They seemingly are unaware of the efforts to silence those responsible for the election of Donald Trump. If there is no antitrust effort by the Trump Justice Department, if there is no successful class action suit, if the tech left giants are allowed to impose Joseph Stalin-like censorship, well, then the prospects for Donald Trump's reelection will be zero. Yet there seems to be an unawareness in the Trump White House of the significance of this issue and the significance that it bears for the future of the entire Trump reform movement. Now, one would have thought that my friend Steve Bannon, who comes from alternative media, who was the proud publisher of Breitbart.com, and who really was on the cutting edge of the effort to break the mainstream media monopoly, the stranglehold that they had on the dissemination of political information prior to this presidential election, one would have thought that Mr. Bannon would have made this issue front and center in the Trump White House. But there is today no evidence that that has happened. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the White House contretemps and what's going on internally and the furious jockeying going on among Trump aides for the future of the Trump legacy. Will this be a transformational presidency that we have been promised, or will it be simply transitional? Will the president employ aides who will carry out the vision that he outlined in this election campaign, or will he be co-opted into being yet another establishment president? I have grave concerns that there are many aboard the White House staff who are really not serving this president well, who don't understand his vision. You see, in my experience, over 40 years as a friend and associate of Donald Trump, I can tell you that when he has all of the information, he almost invariably makes the right decisions. His instincts are near perfect. He abhors globalism. He believes in American exceptionalism. He understands the effort to move us towards away from American sovereignty and into a world government, and he's opposed. So, as I say, when he has all the facts, he makes good decisions. I have absolute confidence in the thought process and the fundamental principles that I know Donald Trump shares with so many of the InfoWars watchers. The question is, does he understand the great challenge that is posed by this effort to censor his supporters? This is something that I intend to focus on very aggressively in the months ahead. It's vitally important to understand that those who are talking about net freedom, those who are talking about net neutrality, those on the left, That's not what they're for. This is a wolf in sheep's clothing. We are the ones who favor free and total access to the net. We are the ones who are for net neutrality. We are the ones who oppose the giant internet companies selling and sifting through our data. And I am convinced that once the president does understand the important communications issues that are involved, well, then perhaps then the Jeff Sessions Justice Department will pursue the kind of antitrust that is appropriate in this kind of situation. You see, we have laws to protect the average person in these situations, and it's time to apply them. Some of you may know that there is an internal struggle in the Trump White House, that Trump economic advisor Steve Cohn, Gary Cohn, who would aspire to be White House chief of staff, an active liberal Democrat, a major donor to Trump opponents, a former top executive at Goldman Sachs. Well, he aspires to be White House chief of staff. Then there is Dina Powell, a Bushite who was a featured speaker at the Clinton Global Initiative conferences. She most certainly didn't support Donald Trump for president in the last election, but brought into the White House by Ivanka Trump. She also aspires to be White House chief of staff. Either one of these appointments will result in a complete revolt at the grassroots of the Trump movement. Neither one of them understands the coalition that elected Donald Trump, and both believe, wrongly, that the success of his presidency can only be guaranteed by Donald Trump moving to the middle. You see, they would like President Trump to fit into the Bush-Clinton-Bush-Obama continuum, a mainstream president who changes nothing, who continues to pursue endless war abroad, continues to pile up massive debt and more spending, will let our current immigration system, which leaves our borders porous, in place, will do nothing about the trade deals that have sucked the jobs out of America, as that great Texan Ross Perot said some years ago, correctly, about the NAFTA agreement, which the Bushes and the Clintons, working together, have foisted upon us. So the fight continues, those in the Trump-supporting legions who believed that the election of Donald Trump would automatically result in a sea change misunderstand the power of the forces both inside the White House and in institutional Washington who remain opposed to the Trump revolution. This fight was never going to be easy, and it was never going to be quick. It's important to note that with previous presidents like Richard Nixon, like, say, Lyndon Johnson, you had men who had served in the House, served in the Senate, but more importantly, served as vice president, having a superb perch to understand which are the most important appointments in Congress, in the House, and to go easy on the question of where the real levers of power are in Washington. Donald Trump, despite the fact that he has the stature and the executive ability to be president, has no such previous government experience. Interestingly enough, the same criticism of disorganization was leveled first at Jimmy Carter and later at Bill Clinton, two outsiders, at least outside from the sense that they weren't from the Washington political system. They had both been governors of small southern states. They received the same kind of criticism about the early days of their administration. Now, there is no question that Donald Trump is finally getting a handle on what is transpiring in Washington. But he comes to this as new, and therefore, when those say, what would you tell the president, or what would you tell those who oppose the president, I would say, give the man a chance.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Roger Stone, New York Times best-selling author, and proud to be here sitting in for my friend, Alex Jones, who's indisposed. I want to go back to something we talked about in the first segment, which is
the meeting between Apple CEO Tim Cook, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, who is a friend and a woman I admire very much. Back in January, we learned that the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, was spotted having dinner, DC power dinner, as they call them, where he was joined by Apple's head of policy and environment, Lisa Jackson. Jackson, you may remember, was the Environmental Protection Agency administrator under Barack Obama. They were spotted eating at Tosca, a high-end Italian restaurant just a few blocks from the White House. The dinner suggests that Apple's outreach, previously focused on the Democratic Party, is now shifted to the Trump administration. Jackson is a particularly bad actor. She was on the board of the Clinton Foundation and has communicated with Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, according to the emails that were published by WikiLeaks last year. She also was a major fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Now, one wonders what the subject of this dinner could have been. Did Apple discuss their efforts to strangle Gab that we talked about with Paul Joseph Watson only a short time ago? Did Apple talk about the efforts to censor the Trump constituency across the board? No, I think the Google and Apple outreach to the Clinton, pardon me, to the Trump administration is ominous. Ominous only if there is no wake-up call for the president and his top aides that the effort to strangle the Trump movement in the cradle is ongoing. And that now, both utilizing the so-called Ministry of Truth, the National Censorship Board that was set up late in the Obama administration and funded with our tax dollars through a defense appropriation in 2016, actually gives the government the authority and the wherewithal to go into the net using subcontractors like Snopes.com or FactCheck.org to decide what is and is not fake news. This is a slippery slope. And will the Silicon Valley crowd succeed in convincing Jared and Ivanka Trump they are new friends of the administration? Will anyone raise what these tech giants are doing to the pro-liberty movement that elected Donald Trump? We are, as I have pointed out earlier, under vicious attack here at Infowars.com. And that's why we need you to go to the Infowars.com store, where you can do two things. You can buy some of the very best nutritional supplements out there, not to mention my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Fomented a Revolution. This is really your last chance to get the products under the special Easter mega special being conducted now at the InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we really need your support. We don't get big supplemental checks from George Soros. The folks here at InfoWars are not supported by any multinational corporations, and therefore we must rely on you. And the Easter Mega Special, which ends tonight, and it will end tonight, folks, really has some incredible products at great discounts. 30% off on Brain Force. We talked about this earlier today. I wouldn't be functioning right now on the few hours of sleep that I've had without Brain Force. This is a product that gives you mental clarity. To me, it gives me both physical and mental energy. I cannot recommend it enough. 25% off of Super Male Vitality, 25% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off the Secret 12 Vitamin B12. These are the best products, folks. We need you to pick them up. You can support the fight for freedom by going to the InfoWar store now. We need your support. We need your help. And we will win. We will achieve victory.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for my friend Alex Jones, and damn proud to be here. In the next segment, and I think later in this one, we're going to be taking your calls. That number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. This is one of my favorite parts of the program, and I hope you will call in. I want to quickly go to a video that showed on CNN, a news piece. Sources, the FBI used dossier allegations to bolster Trump-Russia investigation. This is important. Let's roll it, and then I'll tell you my analysis and the latest on this growing scandal.
Well, both U.S. officials tell CNN that last year the FBI used a dossier of allegations of Russian ties to Donald Trump's campaign as part of the justification to get approval to secretly monitor Trump associate Carter Page. And those sources say that the FBI director, James Comey, has cited the dossier in some of his briefings to members of Congress in recent weeks as one of the sources of information that the Bureau used to bolster its investigation. Now, this includes approval from the secret court that oversees the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, to monitor Page's communications. To obtain permission to target Page, the FBI and the Justice Department would have to present probable cause that he was acting as an agent of a foreign power, including possibly engaging in clandestine intelligence gathering for a foreign government. Comey and other top Justice Department officials would have had to sign off on that request. Last year, Page was identified by the Trump campaign as an advisor on national security matters, though it has since said that he had limited interaction with the campaign as a volunteer.
I mean, how surprising is it that this was even done?
Well, it is surprising because Comey's briefings to lawmakers stands in contrast to the efforts in recent months by the Bureau and U.S. intelligence agencies to try to distance themselves from that dossier. U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials have said that U.S. investigators did their own work separate from the dossier to support the findings that Russia tried to meddle in the 2016 presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. Now, our sources say that Comey hasn't mentioned the dossier in all of these lawmaker briefings.
Now, Carter Page himself would not be aware that this was going on, right?
That's right. You'll recall that Page has been scrutinized before. A 2013 investigation of a Russian spy ring included descriptions of interactions that he had with one of the alleged spies. Now, Page denies that he knew they were Russian agents. And last summer, he traveled to Russia to give a speech highly critical of U.S. policy on Russia. That speech actually drew the attention of the FBI, according to U.S. officials we've been talking to, raising concerns.
I think we get the flavor of this.
With suspected Russian...
Let me speak to the import here. It is very clear that that at least three top associates of Donald Trump were under surveillance. According to the New York Times on January 20th, their headline, "Wiretapped Data Used in Probe of Trump Aides," myself included, made it very clear that the intelligence agencies claimed that they had emails, records of financial transactions, and then later on the 30th of January, the Times reports that they also claimed to have transcripts of telephone intercepts that would indicate collusion between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. My attorneys believe, on the basis of that story and information that appeared in several other places, that I was among those whose civil liberties were violated, whose right to privacy was thrown out the window. And in fact, it is highly likely that I was under surveillance from June of last year until at least Election Day. That would mean, of course, that my various conversations with candidate Donald Trump would have been recorded and monitored by the government. Now, there is no probable cause. There is no evidence of collusion or even contact with the Russian state or any representative of those would justify such surveillance. I have repeatedly asked the New York Times for some clarification of their story, and I have also appealed to the House Intelligence Committee to clarify where this is going and who else would have been under surveillance. This is a developing story. I think we're going to learn that the wiretapping or the surveillance at Trump Tower was based on the false argument that the Trump campaign was trafficking with the Russians. That false narrative will fall away, and we're going to learn the surveillance was strictly for political purposes. This is Watergate times 10. Now I want to go to some of your calls. Pick one for me here, gentlemen, because I am without my glasses and... All right, let's go with John in Wyoming. I like that one first. John, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Roger. It's great to have you on the air again. You notice how the media has been saying for quite some time that the North Koreans are trying to develop an ICBM that'll reach the U.S. Yet when I had a talk show in Gillette, Wyoming, it was March of 2003. Then CIA Director George Tenet said the North Koreans then, in March of 2003, had the ability to reach all of our West Coast cities from Seattle to San Diego. And now all of a sudden the Pentagon and the media is acting like, oh, they don't have the capability, but they're sure trying to get it. Well, if they had it in March of 2003, I don't think their technology has regressed. So someone in the Pentagon, as well as the media, isn't being very honest with us.
All right, John, that's an excellent point. Go to your question.
That was it.
All right. It's a very good question. No, I think, John, you're absolutely right. There is an effort to lull the American people into believing that the dictator in North Korea is such a screw-up that he could not possibly develop a deliverable nuclear weapons that could annihilate this country. Is that a chance that you want to take? It's not a chance that I want to take. And therefore, I sleep a little better knowing that Donald Trump is in the White House, because he will not draw a line in the sand and watch our adversaries cover it, sitting back helplessly and doing nothing. Let's stay tuned on next one. Thank you for your call, John. Let's go to Karen in Kansas. Karen, you're here at InfoWars. What do you have to say today?
Hi, Mr. Stone. My point is I did vote for Donald Trump at the urging of a friend of mine who watches the show and admires you quite a bit, by the way. And my point is I've been studying politics as an amateur since the 70s, and I just see that, as in the past, liberal Democrats, neocons, for instance, the PNAC signers, all their coworkers, they have been able to successfully use the GOP to, it looks to me like in this case with Kushner and Ivanka, to even fast track the agenda that now you can call globalist. I used to call it communism, but now I guess it's just flat out globalism. So why are we supposed to be putting on blinders to this and following Trump and trusting him when he has people that are working with, for instance, perhaps ISIS, Israel's agenda to disguise what they're doing as ISIS attacks? You know, can you help us to stay aligned with Trump and his pro-business? How does this all, work together? I just see it as undermining our cause of liberty and unravel.
All right, Karen, I think I got your question. Let me try to handle it. First of all, let's recognize the alternative. Had we elected Hillary Clinton, we would probably already be at nuclear war. She would have imposed a no-fly zone in Syria, which the Pentagon and the boys at the CIA and Langley so desperately want. Donald Trump is not perfect. He has never claimed to be perfect, nor did I think that, like every other outsider president that we have elected, Ronald Reagan comes to mind, that there would be an intensive and insidious effort to co-opt his presidency. I am prepared to fight for the success of the Trump agenda. And I know many who communicate with the president, myself included, who are highly confident that the president does understand this insidious effort. Now, we are going to face some watershed moments going ahead, because personnel is policy. And it is a mistake not to recognize the importance of these presidential appointments. Yes, it has been a two-party duopoly that has brought this country to its knees. I say that with great sentimental attachment to the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln and Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan. But let's tell the truth. Both parties have been involved in the effort to erode our national sovereignty. Both parties have been complicit in the effort to ship American jobs abroad and sap the vitality out of this nation. The fight will continue. I'm going to put my bet on Donald Trump. He is a very bright, tough, intuitive individual. He is still trying to find the levers of power in Washington. He is, after all, not an experienced or polished inside the Beltway politician. But don't underestimate him. He is a patriot. He is a believer in American exceptionalism and sovereignty. And in the end, Karen, I think he will do the right thing. And I think he can be one of our greatest presidents. Let's go now to, Mike in Iowa, I think it is. Let me see the board. Or let's go to Carlos in Canada. Why not get an offshore, or I should say, in this case, a non-U.S. call? Carlos, what do you have for us today?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just basically to make president, I'm with you 100%. The levers of power are still complex to someone that comes from the business community and doesn't have the political experience. Just wanted to draw your attention. I made a call a little while back to Alex Jones to notify him that, in fact, under the Echelon program, various countries share information, intelligence with the NSA. And in the context, in that context, these countries, New Zealand, Canada, the UK, and the United States, they share the metadata with these countries. So at that point, I mentioned that in Canada, we had given information and metadata information and content information to Margaret Thatcher. A few days later, Judge Napolitano identified the UK as having been the country that had supplied that information, leaked information about President Trump. And subsequently, I was denied, but then it has been admitted. I just wanted to draw your attention to you and through you to President Trump and to anyone that is listening, that James Bamford wrote a seminal article on the NSA dated September 16, 2014, in which he mentioned that as part of an agreement, another country, Israel, receives all the unfiltered data. Unfiltered, not just metadata, but all transmission facts, communications directly from the NSA as part of an agreement. And this was echoed as well a year earlier by Greenwald, and it was revealed by the general leakage of information coming from Edward Snowden.
All right, well, Carlos, let me comment on that because we're running out of time here. I think you've raised a very good point. Several weeks ago, when my very good friend Judge Andrew Napolitano said that he had impeccable sources telling him that the British had been involved in the surveillance of Donald Trump. This is a very common occurrence and practice by the intelligence agencies when they go to a foreign ally, ask them to conduct a certain surveillance, and then lag the information to the U.S. This allows them complete deniability and the ability to avoid breaking U.S. law, still achieving their spying objective. Now, as you may know, there was a vehement denial from both the U.S. NSA intelligence services and from the Brits. And Judge Napolitano was actually suspended for 1 week at Fox News for being incorrect. Now we learn that Judge Napolitano was 100% correct, and the Brits were, in fact, conducting surveillance at the behest of the NSA. I still hold that that surveillance was with political, not criminal or illegal behavior, and certainly not treason. This is a story that's still unfolding. Bottom line, the people at Fox, the very top leadership at Fox, well, they owe Judge Napolitano an apology and 1 week's pay for the week that he was suspended. Before we go on to our next segment, I want to remind you that the InfoWars InfoWarsStore.com is open for business, and your support for InfoWars is more important than ever before. Folks, we are under attack here from Google, from Facebook, from the Ministry of Truth, the secret censorship board set up by Barack Obama. So go to the store. I particularly like the Shield X2 Nascent Iodine product. Grab this while you can, because make no mistake about it, there is an effort to grab the very best iodine and make it unavailable to InfoWars. Now, this is a product that is going to run out quickly. You can grab it right now for 25% off, and I cannot recommend highly enough that you make your move. You can support the fight for liberty and truth, and you can bolster your health, your immunity, and your own survival. Please go to the store and give us the support we so desperately need here at InfoWars by going to the InfoWarsStore.com. We are going to be right back. We're going to take some more of your calls. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for my friend Alex Jones. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He loves the game, he has fun with it, and he's very good at it.
I'm an agent provocateur.
political strategist, controversial as you can get.
An incredible capacity for treachery.
Win at all cost mentality.
When people think of Washington corruption, they think of Roger Stone.
Those who say I have no soul, those who say I have no principles, are losers. Those are bitter losers.
There's really nobody quite like Roger Stone.
The Nixon tattoo is really all you need to know about Roger.
We really pioneered negative campaign advertising.
He created the modern sleazeball lobbyist.
Washington's been worse for it ever since.
Stone's rule, it is better to be infamous than never be famous at all.
The swinger scandal happened.
My private life is nobody's business.
He got chased out of Washington.
He's looking to see if he can find an angle.
I was like a jockey looking for a horse. You can't win the race if you don't have a horse.
Saw something that nobody else saw back in the early 80s.
I suggested that Trump should explore a bid for the presidency.
He created Donald Trump as a political figure.
Hey, what am I, loser? What am I lying about?
Have you spoken with the WikiLeaks founder?
You're a rape tonight.
Roger, you can't just say that.
You have to be outrageous to get noticed.
America may be collapsing, but Roger Stone is determined to enjoy it.
I revel in your hatred, because if I weren't effective, you wouldn't hate me.
And that is the trailer for the upcoming documentary by Netflix, Get Me Roger Stone, which will premiere this weekend, this Sunday, at the Tribeca Film Festival. There are then four showings next week, exclusively in New York, and then it will be available in early May on Netflix. I myself have not seen the full documentary, but just let me say, that which does not kill me makes me stronger. We are also happy to tell you that I will be right here in the Austin area tonight at the Round Rock Barnes & Noble at 2701 Parker Road in Round Rock, Texas. We're going to have some speaking, a little Q&A, and then I'll be signing books for any patriots or fine liberty-leaning Americans who want to come by. So I look forward to meeting you tonight. And then tomorrow night, I will be yet again, as I said earlier, in San Antonio, one of my favorite towns, from 5:30 to 9 at Artisa in Quarry Village. That's 300 East Bass Road in San Antonio. That's tomorrow night. So by all means, if you're in the San Antonio area, join us. Lastly, let me ask you one more time. Go to the InfoWarsStore.com. Get your copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Folks, this is the inside story of how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset in American history. And it outlines the crucial role that InfoWars.com played in that victory. That's why Donald Trump's prospects for re-election without a strong, vibrant economy and a strong, vibrant alternative media are nil. That's why we need your support here at InfoWars.com. So please, folks, go to the store and help us continue the fight to make America great again. Thanks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.